you never get just where they ain't feel me. Step up on my hot skin boost tonight. Won't be tore loose cause your jam be tight. Original naughty kick it in the place to be. You wanna get feline funky with me? Let me hit you off with my feline funk.
Yeah.
Kinda ain't city that'll rip your trunk. Get up, bounce on. Get up, bounce on. Let roam shaking junk with the funk. Let me hit you off with my feline funk.
Yeah.
Kinda ain't city that'll rip your trunk.
Get up,
bounce on. Get up, bounce on. Let roam shaking junk with the funk.
Let's go.
Rock hard, place with the grace of a genius. Footwork fits the storm, just drive the gun. Step to the place and go again, appear sun. Or should I say piss the sun? Get where I'm coming from, hell with order. I'm gonna let chaos run, rampant. Shut the door, you're allowed, get wild. Cause the beat be in control now. Take a lazy bow, we be cool, no doubt. 3 B and D, let it all hang out. Working on my tails, what I do is the best. Curiosity don't kill me, and make me the strongest. Get tangled up when I spin my yarn. New fangled thoughts tend to cold the storm. Give the stickiness to the first degree. Wanna get feline funky with me? Let me hit you off with my feline funk.
Yeah.
Kinda ain't city that'll rip your trunk. Get up, bounce on. Get up, bounce on. Let rum shaking junk with the funk. Let me hit you off with my feline funk.
Yeah.
Kinda ain't city that'll rip your trunk.
Get up,
bounce on. Get up, bounce on. Let rum shaking junk with the funk. Why must you be like that? Quit chasing cat, better chase this track. Rock that till you can't rock no more. Howling when I'm yelling, hit me with a roar. Jungle cat thing chasing mold defense. You can't get to a girl like me. Once you caught up, can't break away. Think verbal claws in my sighted prey. I get to kick watching your hips sway. Give me gooey if I sound a bitch with shade. But hey, honestly, be my policy. I can see the phone that you got me gone more relaxed. Back to funky roots with this puss in boots. Coming at you, running you in hot pursuit. Off the wall, there to my special seat. You wanna get feline funky with me? Let me hit you off with my feline funk.
Yeah.
Kinda ain't city that'll rip your trunk. Get up, bounce on.
Get up,
bounce on. Let rum shaking junk with the funk. Let me hit you off with my feline funk.
Yeah.
Kinda ain't city that'll rip your trunk.
Get up,
bounce on. Get up, bounce on. Let rum shaking junk with the funk. Let me hit you off with my feline funk.
Yeah.
Kinda ain't city that'll rip your trunk. Get up, bounce on. Get up, bounce on. Let rum shaking junk with the funk. Let me hit you off with my feline funk.
Yeah.
Kinda ain't city that'll rip your trunk.
Get
up, bounce on. Get up, bounce on. Let rum shaking junk with the funk.
Let's go.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Is not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gonna be long anytime she goes away. Wonder this time when. Sunshine when she's gone.
Baby, Oh.
You're talking to Prince, you're talking to Beyonce, you're talking to Janelle Monáe. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art. You're talking to Sting, you're talking to Ozzy, you're talking to Pharrell and Frank. When you're talking to me, you're talking to art.
I'm aware of the mess I make,
yeah.
I'm aware of the ego. By the time I take now, it's all a part of the show. Don't you worry about a thing, man. Don't you worry about a thing, man. Cause I'm good in the hood. Know the fame ain't the aim. I'm cool in the streets. I was Ye or Drake,
yeah.
Truth is, I got a bit of
both.
I wasn't born with the funk to fake,
no.
Fuck fanfare for the foe.
Right, we are back on, and we're just listening to Art by Chrisette Michelle from her EP, Lyricist Opus. And we do have Dior Nanani. Can you hear us now, Dior?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you now. How are you?
Fine. Hi. So, you didn't hear me speaking at all before?
Not at all. Just only heard music. That was it.
Oh, wow. I introduced you and everything.
Oh, I missed it.
It's probably technical difficulties. I'm probably going to have to splice this whole show. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was telling everyone, if you want to call
that much,
in.
Though.
All righty. So if you do want to call in, the call-in number is 657-383-1431. That is our call-in number. And if you want to, like as we say, this is Soul Purpose Tuesday, your midday, your mid-morning lunchtime wellness groove. And our purpose here is to inspire and empower you to be the poster child of your own transformation. We have a holistic mix of wellness strategies, recipes, and soul music. Today, our topic is women's sexual health, and this is part two. Last week on part one, we spoke about the yoni and letting it breathe and giving it air and about the personal products that you use, your clothing, and just how to keep it fresh, clean, and disease-free.
Yes.
And so today we're going to talk about, we have with us Dior. From the House of Dior, Dior's Poetic Playhouse, Carlene Reed from Project Build, and this woman is the master communicator. So when it comes down to the essence of who she is and what her platform and her brand is, it's always about communication, how you communicate, what you're communicating, and how to communicate effectively. So no matter what platform she's speaking on, that's the essence of what she brings to you. So we had the master communicator, the America's number one erotic soul artist. We have her here to school us about the importance of how we communicate for in our mind and in our speech, how we communicate about our sexual health and how that impacts us physically and mentally. So she's going to liberate us. And so take it away, Dior.
Yes. Thank you. That was a beautiful, beautiful introduction. I so appreciate you, Jackie. You do a phenomenal job. Look, when it comes to talking about what I do. and just loving you, just spreading so much information as well as love to people to get them, as I say, in the know. As far as communication is the topic of communication, I call it communication clarity. You want to be clear across the board. And, you know, when you talk about sexual health, because we can go so many, you know, ways with this. When you're talking about sexual, where do we start? You know, if you're talking about just clarity to bring about a better sexual health is, you know, of course you need a partner, and or just how you want to bring people to you. I always say it's a two-way process and not what you think you thought, but to always have clarity about what's being said and what's being brought to you, because that's what it is. It's a message, and you receive it. So some of us don't know how to receive messages. So you already know, I've spoken before on just the breakdown of that, because people never really look at, you know, all of that in its totality. So a lot of things get missed. Huh?
No, I was just saying, a lot of times, as women, a lot of times, and it depends on your, you know, your age group, your generation and all, but a lot of times it's our own attitudes and thoughts about our sexual selves that impacts how, you know, how we move out and even our health, you know. The misnomers we think about, you know, sex and sexual health and our attitudes and thoughts about it. You know, so we're our first communicator. What are we even communicating to ourselves? What are we communicating in our thoughts? And, you know, and you know, how does, so liberate us a little.
You have to feed yourself. you know, of course, it always starts healthy. You know what, without even, I know that's our topic, but without even putting sex in it, it's period communication. It's self-talk, self-love, self-talk. So first you got to get down to the basics. I call it strip. You got to like yourself. And then what does that mean to like yourself? You know, we didn't even get to the love part. You know, you got to like yourself. As I tell women all the time, we have to, because we take care of everybody. We're nurturers, many of us, by nature. So we always put everybody before ourselves. But we're going to have to become a little bit of selfish so we can take care of ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that means, you know, our skin, our spirits, our everything. When I speak to women and they ask me, for instance, oh, you know, why is your skin like that? And I go, besides hydration, I'm living stress-free. No, we're not doing stress like that. Plus, I'm adding to my regimen to get some massage therapy, to go and sit either in the sauna or learn how to sit and meditate or pray. Or we have to start with that. That's the bottom when you're getting to that spiritual, because that adds on. And the better you feel, guess what? The better you look. I always talk about, and it's the truth. You know, we create these wrinkles and lines because you always got your face turned up, and we have to be body aware. And then that's the other thing. Are you in alignment with your body? I, not too long ago, had a class, even though we were doing a demo for it with my choreographer. It's women over 30 doing dance, you know, sensual dance. Many of them were shocked about how out of line they were, because you have to be in alignment with your body. So, you know, we have to talk about that. How, what does that look like? You be in alignment. What do I do? Again, it is being involved, investing in building a better you, which you know, already know that's part of the communication process, too. You know, you're saying, I have to do this. I want to do this because I want to have better movement. So it doesn't mean, it doesn't matter if it's exercise. Like I said, it doesn't matter if it's ballet, whatever it is, some form of movement. And that always helps with sensuality, too, because some women start moving, going, ooh, I miss this. Even if it's dance, you know, get you a little dance on, even belly dance. You know how belly dance got you twirl? You go, all right. It's so many levels to this. So, but first we have to say to ourselves, I deserve this. I'm worth this. I want to do this. I know that, you know, I'm getting a little, you know, even if we're gaining weight, you have to recognize it, realize it, and say, you know what? I do have to eat better. I do want to move better. Yeah, I've been a little stiff. What does that look like? Does it go, you're walking in the park? What, all of this contributes to that. Because, again, the better you feel, the better you look. The better you look, the better you feel. So all of it's, you know, tied in. You know, and it's connected to all the wonderful things you had on part one, how to, you know, I call it lymphatic flow. You know, when you got on those bras, believe it or not, I used to tell women with the bras, y'all got to learn to take some things off. We need flow. Let them out as soon as you get the chance. I know many of us go to work, we have to have a bra on. But if you could wear, like, tank tops underneath without putting on a bra sometimes, that right there helps the body flow. All of it. You know, as women, we have so much going on. So much. So much. There's so many layers to us. So many. We can spend our entire day communicating, but how can we provide a huge boost in our productivity with this? We can make sure that, you know, when we are communicating, we communicate in the clearest, most effective way possible. And when does real communication start? You got to know that as well. Do you know when it starts? The communication starts when it doesn't take place unless the other person is able to understand what you're talking about. That's what communication is the person in understanding of what you're saying? Are you in understanding? So it's all about the understanding of all of what I just said. Are you in understanding of that, in realization of that? Do you know, do you want to do that? Do you have talks with yourself? or do you want to be better? All of that ties into it because it's a mental, it's physical, and it's spiritual.
Yeah. Well, the one thing we all have talks with ourselves. Now, whether you sit down, I have friends that they talk to themselves and they feel it's okay to answer back, okay? That's those kind of friends.
Right.
But
no, I
no
say
matter
that too.
What, we have talks with ourselves because your thoughts. So
right.
Once the thought comes in, that starts a conversation. And so
yes,
now what
is.
You do with that thought, you know, do you – if you recognize, is it negative, you know, Joel Osteen says, whatever follows I am will surely follow you. And what are you saying?
I like
about?
That.
I am. You know what I'm saying? You know, I
what?
Am what? What are you saying? And if you start to recognize, if you're doing negative messaging, and what
right.
kind of what's negative messaging that we could say, you know, that what's type of negative messaging would you say that we may have as women that could, you know, impact us in as far as our sexual health, us feeling sexually full and performing and being open and, you know, but what are some of the negative thoughts that women may have?
Well, you know, one of the first ones is, you know, We're the first ones to go in on our look. It's funny that we're having this conversation because a friend of mine was talking about how her mom used to call her ugly, you know, when she was little,
mm-hmm.
and so now she has a short haircut, and somebody said something about it. They was like, "Oh, your haircut is so beautiful." She goes, "No, this, you know, I had to get this. I look like a boy." And when you take that self-talk and make it negative, you know, that's not
mm-hmm.
going to make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with women, even our sexual health, we got to feel good about ourselves. We have to feel good about how we look. And, you know, you see women, when they're looking their best, they feel their best. They're sassy. They feel like they could, you know, if somebody say something, they go, "Oh, thank you." It's with a smile. You're upbeat. So all of that adds to your attitude. So even though you say, you know, sexual, even though you say sexual health, it's still tied in to your emotions. All those things are tied into your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, yeah, the negative,
when you're saying
negative things, anything that's against you, that's negative. "Oh, I don't like my legs." And I go, "Hey, at least you have legs." "Oh, I don't like my hair." "At least you got hair." At least a lot of people
mm-hmm.
take it for granted. Like, stop downing yourself. And here's the other thing. The reality of it is, if you don't like your looks, what are we doing about it? What are we doing
mm-hmm.
about that? Any type of negative talk about yourself is not good for your emotional state. That means that you ever see women who wear a lot of oversized stuff, really, really big? "Oh, I don't like my stomach. I don't like my butt." Well, you hiding it is not going to help it. What are we doing about it? Do we have enough discipline to do something about it? Are we going to go ahead and say, "Okay, I am a little more overweight than I wish to be. Am I going to eat better? What am I doing about that? Am I going to go to the gym? Am I all of that?" Because you know when you're like that, you don't want anybody to touch you. You're not approachable. You're not. So all of that weighs on the mental and on the psyche, all of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it just will shut you down across the board. Because communicating
yeah.
is a skill. It really is. It's a skill. And just like everything else, we have to learn, or should I say, unlearn those negative habits and actions and put practices in place to make those a non-issue. All those negative things are non-issue. And you have to have discipline enough to do this. When you begin to do these things, everything opens up, everything. Everything, how you feel about yourself, how you respond to the world will open up. So
And all of that has everything to do with communication, has everything to do with that, how well you're communicating with yourself. And I like that you brought that up because it matters.
So, what do you suggest people do in the meantime? What do you suggest people do in the meantime while they're, I'm sorry, it's getting feedback.
What's getting feedback?
Is Dior?
Yeah,
the feedback. I'm sorry, I had opened up another window and the show came on. I was just sharing the show through text and So what do you suggest? Say, okay, I decide I'm going to work on myself. And so, but while I'm working on myself, do I just wait or how do I live in that moment?
Let me tell you, the greatest thing is the realization. So you start with little daily things that are realistic. So, for instance, you're saying you're making a checklist of what you're doing. You're making a checklist of the things that you're doing or that you would like to do. What practices would you like to put in place? So you're saying, well, this week when I get up in the morning, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. I'm going to, wake up and I'm going to maybe do or watch or pick a show or little things that's going to add up to a big thing. No, you're not waiting. You're still trying little things that's going to become the big thing. So these are short-term goals or that's going to get you to the bigger prize. So it's something that breaks your habitual ways that you're going to do. So we want to first say, what are these things I want to do? And if it's not writing it down, it's I always say write it down and put it on the refrigerator because we're always going to look in the refrigerator. The refrigerator is always a place that we're going to look at. So you put it there and write. And you're saying, so what was my to-do list? You write it down at night and say, I'm going to do this first. And then you check that off the list. And then also you can get a friend, accountability partner, which is always great to have an accountability partner. So these are things. Now, you may say, just that, these little things, do you know if everybody did some of this every day, the world would just be a better place? So that's big. Breaking a habit, that's big. That's real big. That's real big. So these little things that we can do. And like I said, we have to. A lot of people, when I do my classes, a lot of people don't even know that when we take a look at, when I say who's in your village, like who's that accountability? Who could you call to say, okay, we're going to make each other accountable? Who's that person? A lot of the mature women and men have said to me, you know what, Ms. Reed? I don't have nobody. I got to look at who that is. Who can do that with me? Because everybody doesn't have somebody who could do that with you. So we have a lot that we have to look at. That's why, a lot of suffering goes on in those areas, our sexual health, and we let ourselves go because we don't think about it until something happens. And that's the thing. We don't want something to happen. We want to handle it right now. We want to look at it, be realistic with it right now, in the here and now. So hopefully I've answered that for you.
No, you definitely did. I just wanted us to be, cognizant of, what we're saying, and then we can do something as simple as, okay, a negative thought comes, let's just replace it with a positive thought. Let's just say that same thing. I'm learning you can say the same thing, more positive. Like a lot of people say, that's the truth. They'll say something, well, that's the truth, say, I'm getting big, right? I'm starting to get a little fat. well, you know, that's the truth. I am getting fat. Well, but the truth is I'm larger than I was before.
Right.
But that can be the truth, too. I may be larger than I was before. I'll, you know, let me just start some exercise. That's the same statement, but you're saying it in a more positive way. You don't feel down. You're not putting out, because we got to be real cognizant. What you, nothing comes back void. So when you put things out there into the atmosphere, something's going to come back. So if you
are positive, you attract the positive. Yep, you just said it. Tone has a lot to do with, you know, what we're talking about, too. And that's why I said it's the many layers. First of all, as I said, communication is a skill. So if you're going to say some information, even for you or somebody else, you must make sure it's clear about what's said, not being like it can't be misconstrued. We always say make it clear, concise, germane, concrete, correct, coherent, complete, and courteous. Try to, as you say, put it out the way you want it back. And so, again, we touch on many realms right there as far as discipline. See, the message should be clear, easy, understandable to the person you're speaking to, even if it's to yourself. The purpose of communication should be clear. It should be clear to everybody involved. You know, they have a saying that if you were managing a staff and nobody understood, you know, what you meant, you're the bad manager, because you have to find a way to communicate to those, you know, you want them to receive it. So, you know, let me try this way. This way didn't work because maybe it's me. You know, we have to up our communication skills a lot of times. We have to also, within that, become better listeners. That helps, too, when you become a better listener. Yeah. And also be able to accept constructive criticism. You know, when somebody says something, like if you said, you know, Dior, you know, I was looking at how you did X, Y, and Z. I really feel that if you just take the moment to X, Y, and Z, I go, you know what? Thank you, sis. I'm going to take a look at that. Instead of saying, why you all on me? Why? Instead of taking it that way, you know what? I'm glad that you came to me and let me take a look at that. So it's also how we respond. I call it in my classes proper responses. So there are many layers to this. Many layers. People think it's, you know, and it is simple. Go ahead.
I don't know. If it's simple. Because communication, like, I'm becoming more and more mindful of my thoughts. This is the communication I'm becoming super mindful of. And as I become super mindful of what I'm actually saying in my head in extra conversations, like somebody can say one thing or not say one thing, and how I choose to take it, and then the ongoing conversations I have in my head about it or what it could possibly be. You can create whole scenarios all in your head. And then, you know, if you're looking at the scientific truth, you really have no basis for any of it. You just went off on your own tangent. Then you start taking your tangents as truth, and now you start interacting and judging and behaving based off truth that you actually conjured up in your head. And, you know, it could be and it couldn't be. You don't know. Like, it's, you know, the moment it becomes ambiguous, you can't say that's the heart, the concrete truth. And then you have to, like, you know, let me go back to what I do know and just stay there.
Right.
And leave all other conjecture alone. But what I would like to ask right before, and right after this, we want to make sure we get your information about women communicating, you know, sexually about what they want and, you know, to a partner. You know, how do women, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of women, how do I effectively communicate that? How do I, you know, and not, you know, like say somebody's not doing something quite right, how do they effectively communicate that without bruising their partner's ego or, people that just, you know, maybe afraid, you know, to, maybe some people never had these conversations, or how do people have the, if they had these conversations, it seems to offend people a lot. Maybe, you know, I mean, how, what's the best way, you know?
It's,
you know, well,
so tone plays a lot, like we were just saying. Tone plays a lot in that. Okay, first of all, we have to know what we like. Do we know what we like? You have to be sure about that. Again, with the communication, are you saying it clear where, because you can't assume that somebody knows what you know, so we can't even get into assumptions. So it's always, if you're like that, like, hey, you know what? I like my back rub. Would you rub my back for me? Oh, that feels good. Respond to it. Respond to it. Say it. Or you, even when you're having basic conversation, it's good to find out if you're going to be engaging or have engaged, or you did something. Say, for instance, you did something last night. You say, you know what? Hey, I noticed we were a little off date. You should be all right talking about that. You know, it took me a minute to get in the groove, or, you know, where you get that from? Or you should be able to express your like for it and say, you know what, next time it felt good, but if you did it like this, you know, I noticed that when you went round and round, it felt better, or like that. It should be expressed in a good way and not a dislike, you know. So it's not taken in that form. So it is about tone. It's about the message being clear. It's about being mindful. Courteous was one of the things we were talking about when I said make it coherent, you know, germane and courteous at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, babe, I like that what you were doing last night, you know, but you know what? I thought about it today. I was all tingly inside. But if you do that same thing and just go round and round, because you did it one time and you didn't do it again, but if you do that, you got to do that some more, because that was, you know, like that. You have to bring it up. It was enjoy. Be in the moment. Being like, yes, that was up right there. Where you get those moves? I like those moves. Look at that right there.
Yeah.
So it is just about
how. And that's also
how,
taking it that what could be negative, that's looking at it from a positive point, you know, like somebody could say, oh, you didn't do that, but instead you chose to say, ooh, remember when you did, or if you could do that more. It's the same statement, but it's just taking it from an empowering situation, and then that's what you'll get back, as opposed to, you know, something different. So,
yeah, it's always in how you say it.
Awesome. Yeah, but yeah, you know, sometimes we know certain things, like we know the words, sometimes we don't know how to internalize it. Like sometimes you hear things, people say, it's how you say it. But if nobody gives you an example of how, then you're always in your head trying to figure out exactly what they mean. And you know, we get that starting as children. You know, children, you ask a whole lot of questions and you start to get on people's nerves. So sometimes as kids, you're taught to, like, just to be quiet with all your questions. So there are a lot of things.
And you're right. I thank you for bringing that up, because when you shut, we shut a lot of times, shut people down. And you know, I've said this to you before in our talk, I don't use that word, oh, getting on my nerves. No, nothing. That's why we have to be open. That's a character thing when you have openness. You want to be open because you want to be heard. There was a saying my mother used to say, if it was you, you want somebody listening to you. If it was you, you want somebody to be nice to you. If it were you, you would want somebody to do right by you if it were you. So you have to apply that same methodology if it was you. So be open. And so I said, oh, my God, you're getting on my nerve. Find the patience. I don't care where you get it from, because when your time comes, you're asking for the same thing. So I have that saying, are you all that you're asking for? Oh, I want them to be nice. I want them to be safe. Are you that? Are you that? So that, yeah, I love that you brought that up, that we have to stop thinking it's okay. Oh, they're getting on my nerve. I know, but no, it's no, but. Because when you're in it, you don't think you ever got on somebody's nerve. So stop shutting down situation. You're missing blessings. You're missing love. You're missing, open it up. Now, there are some things we don't want to be open to, and that's okay. But for the most part, you got to listen. We got to become better listeners to hear, and like we have to be better communicators and just better people overall, better human beings. So
that's great. Now, Dior, how can people get in touch with you? I did tell them to, well, I don't know if they heard it, but I had to get this going. I had to just, you know, that's the one thing. When your platforms upgrade, sometimes it can, there's a whole new learning curve, you know. So,
right.
You know, they, you know, Blog Talk has went through an upgrade, and now I'm learning there's a learning curve because I just, you know, I was going on. So I told them to go to thehouseofdior.com if
yes.
you heard everybody. I'm not sure if you heard that.
Yes.
But, you know, how do they just, you know, what are your different sites? Like if they're interested in the classes, like the House of Dior, I know there's like where they're going to be able to find your music because we're going to get that posted today so they can listen to it, right? And but
yes.
where can they go
yes.
if they just want to, you know, like for classes? You know, where do they go to find out about classes? How can
oh, well, my class is, first of all, my adult class, you know, my special adult sensual classes, unfortunately, have not been put up yet. And forgive me for that, but they can register at, I have a registration spot at thehouseofdor.com, thehouseofdor, so we can have you on the list. For my communication.
You fill out the contact form?
Yes, they have a contact form. And my communication class is on my pjbuild.com. And that's more for my family, you know, together as far as one, because, you know, I have my book. Let me shout out my book that's coming out soon. I missed one of my old deadlines, you know, due to some personal issues. But the Building a Better You, the three main ingredients, I'm loving it, and it's exactly about what we're talking about, you know, learning to build, you know, unlearn and relearn more positive ways and actions that gets us better outcomes. You know, because that's what we want. We want to live better
yeah.
lives and live our best life. So that is at pjbuild.com. And you can fill out the registration form and say, hey, you know, I heard about you on Blog Talk Radio. You know, I want your book, The Build a Better You. I want classes. You'll be able to go in and see all the classes. And also, I think I'm, you know, under construction for that coming soon, too. There. You know, as you say, we're being upgraded all the way around. So those are the two, the main plea. And you're just welcome. All the contact information is on the website. Feel free to reach out. And look, I'm open for anybody who want me to come speak. I speak at all events. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, one side, you want me at the college, you want me talking to the students, you want me to talk. If not, parent groups, we have parent groups. You can just go in. We have a lot to offer. We have a lot. A lot coming up. Yes.
Well, it's been, it's just been dynamic, and I do apologize that we got a lot of lost time, but at least I played some music. Yes, everybody could hear the music. They just couldn't hear me. I'm not sure why. I kind of have an idea, but I have to just go to support and find, you know, just be clear. But it's been great. It's been a great, you know, a great talk. We've been talking about our sexual health, and I know, like, sometimes people may say, oh, we didn't really get super deep and all. Now, we will put out, as far as the body systems, we'll put out the charts and every different, you know, those different things. They'll
yes.
be on a blog. And so people be able, you know, you can chart what they consider, you know, what are our sexual organs and what's all the parts that feed into it. Because, like, we have our whole yoni area, but then, you know, our mind feeds to that, this sexual chakra, where is that located? And so, you know, one of the core things is what Dior said today, what JJ Janae said last week is about keeping it open, we have to, we can't block the flow. And that's the whole physical flow. So, like the lymphatic, you know, whole lymphatic scene.
Flow
we actually
yes.
like to start off the show here with a lymphatic dance. You know, the whole thing is to get your lymphatic system moving during lunchtime and your mid-morning. So we take our soul music start-off song is generally a little more upbeat so we can move our lymphatic system. But everything,
yes.
like Dior talked about the bra, and we talked about summertime, keeping it loose and flowy, and even Cheryl came on and said, whenever you don't need to have on underwear, don't have them on. You know, look at Crouchless. They just, you know, all kinds
Correct.
Of examples. But it's about, yes, I know you said
it
so.
It takes a special person, because women, I don't know what happens. We get older and we go, oh, no, I can't do that. No, yeah, you can. Yeah, you like I said,
uh-huh.
stay open. Yeah, you can. You know, if you're around the house, there's no need to put on underwear. There's no need to put on a bra.
Mm-hmm.
You could be braless. The more flow, the better.
Yeah.
The more flow, the better.
So we just definitely want you to be, you know, that's one thing, mindful. And the reason is, again, if you go back to Walk Wellness, you check out the blog and all and read up on the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is part of the circulatory system, but the lymphatic system, everybody, it acts like crabs at the bottom of the sea. The job, once you get your lymph nodes going and moving, their job is to clean out all the grunge. And so it goes around and clears out all the grunge out of the blood and it so that, you know, good fluid is sent and then good blood is sent throughout, which nourishes the entire body. But when you have stagnation, and they call that high blood pressure, stagnation, soreness, all that stagnation is, you know, now the poisons aren't coming out your body like they should. So, you know,
exactly.
the poisons aren't being eliminated and toxins are staying in your body, this is when we get dis-ease. So whether that is from fibroids, and again, you got to check out yoniversity.us to learn. You can take all kind of classes and learn more information and more, you know, strategies for detox and keeping clean for people that deal with fibroids or, you know, whatever your
yeah.
challenges may be. But some of them can be avoided simply like by the openness. We talked about this, you know, the type of sanitary supplies that you use, not douching all the time. All of those things that we tips we tell you can help you avoid a lot of what people have common and reoccurring. It doesn't have to be. Like, I was told once in my life I had a yeast infection. When I went back, it supposedly wasn't there. You know, they said whatever wasn't there. You don't have to have yeast. But there are a lot of people I know that consistently have yeast infections, and there's nothing dirty or anything about them. It's
about
just
them.
Knowing how to, you know, properly
That's
care.
pH.
There's a lot of there's a lot of fish. I don't know, untruths that we're told. You know that this is what you have to do.
Yeah.
You got to dish every month. You got to dish before your period. Dish after your period. I mean, I've been hearing all these crazy things. And then all these people that do so much consistently have yeast infections. And then
now because you dry out, you take all the good bacteria out.
Mm-hmm. And so
take all the good bacteria out. And you
are
exactly right.
Now the other advice that Dior gave us today, the dance and the movement, the belly dancing. More than just being fun, you know, belly dancing started off in the motherland, Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the women that practiced the belly dance, they had no fibroid tumors. That is not known to that region.
No, it's not.
And
that's interesting.
So belly dancing is more than just being sexy, which it definitely is, in arousal. But, it's taking care of their womb. So definitely, if you can especially get an African belly dance class or any belly dance, that consistent movement and turning is something we need to do daily. And that exercise, we know how good exercise is for us, and keeping it open and that exercise will help expel and build up some things that we get in there. So there's this, there's like so many different things, and you can like go really deep, but that is, that's the study. We are here to, we deal with a body system once a month, and this is to get you being able to visualize what's going on with you, getting you to think and discern, and then starting to journal. And as you journal and you just, you learn more, you discover more, you seek out more, and you just get to know you better. And again, as we said, the better you know you, the better you can communicate with your healthcare practitioners, with your mate. And then right before we go, because I want you to just drop some knowledge. Now, where, how can people find you first online? I mean, social, what are your, what's your preferred social media?
Oh, my, my House of Dior is on everything social media. I'm on everything, a Periscope, I'm on everything social media, the House of Dior, thehouseofdior.com, the House of Dior on
Twitter. Is that
D-O-R?
Is that D-O-R or D-I-O-R?
No, it's D-O-R.
So the House of Dior,
yes, the House of Dior. Dior.
Mm-hmm.
On everything. I'm on everything social media.
Okay. So
it's Twitter, it's IG, it's
Periscope, everything. So, you know, you'll be able to, like, find her there, reach out. And so what I just wanted to close out with was saying,
you said you want me to drop some knowledge first to let anybody else.
Yeah, I wanted you to just give us your insight. We saying we're talking about the studying and the journaling and staying open.
Yeah, well, you know what? I was about
we're talking about
tell.
Taste. Okay, since we're talking about this, we were talking about taste. And like I say, berries, especially blueberries, are really good for the urinary tract systems, and acacia berry, they're really good. Keep you, you know, berries keep you flushed and smelling good. And we're talking about, you know, knowing your partner, how they care for their body. So just give us some fun little, first give us some fun little facts, and then roll out on tripping. You can at least give us a little tripping. Since I couldn't get the MP3, you can do it for us.
Oh, I sent it to you. I'm so sorry. I did. I sent it. Well, first of all, in knowing your partner, just like I said, that comes from a lot of communication and talk. You know, a lot of people think it's all about grabbing and everything's about sex, but the first sexual contact is mental, believe it or not. You know, where you know how your partner gives that look to you, or how you, you know, like to, like I said, rubbing the back, or if you know if he has, you know, his hair, or he knows your, you like your hair played in. Is that type of communication I like. It's that unspoken communication that makes everything so sexy. And you were saying something about the journal. I tell people, because they'll give you excuses. You know, I mean, it's just amazing what people come up with. But I say you now have human computers in your hand. Why not? You have voice recorders. Walk around and talk into your voice recorders, you know, and say what it is that you would like and what you're going to do and so on and so forth. You can use that. And if you don't, that's another form of journaling, just in case anybody didn't think about it. And that's another form of journaling. You know, you know, that you can hear yourself, voice journaling. So, and as I said in tripping, it's like, give me a moment while I trip off this rocking and swaying and smacking my hips. Give me a moment as I ooh to this, I'm rocking and swaying my hips. Give me a moment as I trip off this, I'm rocking and swaying. So, I talk about that because, you know, we know hip motions is motion is that sexy motion, even if you rocking and you swaying and just that, you know, as soon as we hear a song, we go, ooh, like Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
I want to rock with you. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You move and dance with, you know, movement. And that's another thing I tell people, do y'all even slow dance anymore? Get in the room and don't have to have a bunch of people. Put some music on and slow dance with each other. You know, even if it's rocking back and
forth.
Yeah,
that's right, the slow dance. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't even
know
they do that anymore.
Yeah. They don't.
And the
when's the last time you saw somebody holding hands? Come on now.
The two-step, I think they need to incorporate that into ballroom dancing. My husband taught me how to two-step. We two-stepped at our wedding. And that is a simple but sexy dance, especially the way black folks do it. But it's the art, but they don't, you know, almost nobody knows how to two-step. And I'm like, guys, you know, that should be part of the ballroom dance.
Yeah. Well, the mature do it. So. I'm telling you, my aunts, they do it because they were raised doing it. But that's what I'm saying. People have gotten away. I tell people, we are who we've been waiting for. You waiting on anybody else? Why don't you start it up? Why don't you be the one and tell your girlfriends and or your married partner, let's get together and let's have this night. And let's get together and have this night. Too many people go, I don't feel like all them people in my house. That's where it's negative. So you're not ready to live your best life then. How about that? You're not ready to live your best life. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
We got to change those negative narratives and actions to more positive ones. So we can make sure they're non-issue. So let's put some practices in place to get this lovely life, living this best life on.
And stop thinking you're too old as far as sexually and then as far as being young, understanding what sexual is. Just like viewer said, you might think it's the physical, but the sexual starts mental. And if you can't vibe on that level, the physical just really, when it's done, it's done. Because it's the mental that keeps it going. It's just thinking about it. You know, I just had an exchange with my friend this morning. It's like somebody, you know, we getting to know one another because, we've been in communications for years. But, you know, not recently, but, you know, I had my last boyfriend passed away a couple of years ago. I'm coming a little live again.
Right.
And we just text little things, just say good morning and good morning back. And then I was like, 5:30 a.m., you remember? And he's like,
yeah,
really? He said, well, I'm getting a little tingly under. It must be something good. And then I just be like, I think you don't remember. That used to be our good mornings. And then, you know, then I had to come on the radio. So I don't even know what was left. But, you know, by time after work, you know what I'm saying? By time. And then, you know, like even for the gentleman, when you want to get that woman in the mood or whatnot, but you can imagine by the time he gets home from work today, by the end of the day, after it's all over and everybody's laid down and calm, you know, hey, we're there. But it started with a good morning. And
it surely did.
Like,
it's always, that's where
the
sexual, sensual. Yep, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
And
yeah,
so that's what
I
like to share with our young people. Don't think everything has to always be, you know, touching and feeling. And so, you know, somebody has to be able to vibrate, you know, vibe with you on that. And there, you know, there's a whole skill to time. Everything doesn't have to happen now or whatnot. There's a skill to time and an ability to wait. And you're fine. They can't wait one time.
Yes.
Sometimes they can't wait in other places. There are
that's about discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about discipline. It's all about discipline. It's all about, you know, how you value yourself, what you value. All of that is in play. And that's why I say it's many layers to this. You know, it starts off this, but everything has a foundation from whence it starts. And I say this to my clients and students. You're not going to know how to play basketball if you don't know the technical side of it. You may know about balling, but if you don't know the technicalities,
then your game going to always be off because you don't understand the technicalities of it. You have to learn how to. There's an art to this. It's on my website. It says, like, there's an art to cooking. They call it the art of cooking. That means there's some basic foundation things you have to know. The art of dance, the art of this, the art of karate, the art of, you have to know the art of it. Like, that very foundation mm-hmm. that makes it what it is. And if you're not willing to learn, mm-hmm. it's going to always be off. Always. That's why when we rush into things and it doesn't work out, well, why is it? Because you didn't get the time to go through the process. You just went straight from A to B. You missed the entire process. Mm-hmm. And no one escapes the process. Nobody. None of us escapes the mm-hmm. process. Nobody.
Yeah,
we
that's
have
why
to.
Sometimes
the reason,
when they have... Mm-hmm.
No, I was saying the reason from going from A to B, once you get to B, you're going to say, wow, you're going to now know the value of A and all that you went through. So now you're either going to say, wow, if you're ready, I'm looking forward to going to C and dealing with the process because I know that mm-hmm. I'm going to come out better or more knowledgeable or more this. I'm going to come out with more and being better. So that's mm-hmm. why the process is there to make you better.
Yeah, and for you to get to know. And that's why just going to popular things and all, like the Steve Harvey has the 90-day, he suggests a 90-day wait before sex. And that's just
right.
simply a period of getting to know someone. But if you don't, again, communicate well in those 90 days, there could be 90 days of not knowing any more than you did on day 90 than you did in day one.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
So the art of communication,
exactly.
you can mm-hmm. see Dior is the artist when it comes to communication. So you definitely want to, check her out, Fill the House of Dior on all social media handles. You can go to www.thehouseofdior.com and you can follow up with her through the contact form. Let her know what you're interested in. She will definitely get back to you. We want to say thank you for being our guest and for everybody.
Thank you for having me.
Tuesday will be We'll be back in August, and you probably missed all of it. This is July 31st, and so it's the end of the month. So if you want to get this month's Joy of the Month, and if you want to get it, the $50, it's normally $50. If you want to get that same $50 package for $35, you need to call me so I can sign you up as a preferred customer. So call me at 877-552-7012, extension 1111, and I will make sure that all extensions all forward over, that I will keep all lines open through midnight. So you can call, through midnight. I'll sign you up as a preferred customer, and you can get your Joy of the Month for just $35. Again, it's the feet. We're talking about the feet. It's the foot scrub and the foot silk and some Sole, S-O-L-E, food. So get, treat your feet right. They hold up a lot. They take us
right
because they take us. Yeah, so you want to care for those feet. And, again, if you are a preferred customer, you do get most of your items 25% to 30% off so you can shop and get whatever you choose at a discount. So we thank everyone for being here. Please follow up. We're building up our new blog that's on Blogger, but there you'll be able to follow up with guests. We'll even have a way for you to follow up with them on site and learn more about the show, the body systems for the month. You can go look at your diagram so you can go back and forth and, whatever you need. And this has been Soul Purpose Tuesday. And I'm really, I can do it right here. So we're going to roll out. I'm going to probably roll out with two songs while I'll bring up
so they can listen to all us tripping. So I'm going to bring that up in the studio. And
Yep.
Maybe taking a little. So we're gonna bring up, for the recipe, looking healthy. That's what JJ Janae covers. So we're just gonna post the same recipe from last week, which was a almond and plum tart. So some great desserts, you know, desserts are great. A lot of flavors that you can feel and taste on your tongue, which, you know, food can be definitely an enjoyable part of a sexual experience. So it's great.
Yeah.
And all of the ingredients that are suggested are great for your entire yoni system. So that I'm just going to post that recipe, and you can go there and get that recipe along with some articles and links from Yoniversity, from Kim Marvis from last week. And probably post a quote or two from Dior. And so, like I said, you'll be able to follow up with everyone. So we're going to do some superior nutrients, and then from the superior nutrients, you can hear your tripping. So this way you get your music in while you work. So work and be well, and make sure that while everything is going on, after your superior nutrients, you can move your body, and then you're tripping. That gives you your mindset, okay? If you're thinking more.
Sounds like a plan.
So, and that's Dior from her debut CD, Sensual Thoughts. And that will soon be available at the House of Dior. You'll be able to buy and on all your favorite, it will be released worldwide in September with her new show. So tell them about your upcoming show. That's right.
It's Hot Steamy. Let's talk about it. Hot Steamy Nights with Dior. You know, it is new in this format, but I've always had Hot Steamy Nights because, you know, that's my tagline. And so we're finally going to go ahead and do our show, which is coming up. I'm loving it. I'm excited. I thank you for remembering, because I don't even know how I forgot that.
But and it's
so
it's
look out
parts,
for that.
Correct?
Excuse me.
In several parts. It's going to be the podcast plus from there is actually.
I didn't want to mention
events.
All the other ones, right? Yeah, because we're still in production of that. But definitely the podcast we're doing as a series. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. Hot Steamy Nights with Dior.
You get a chance to, hear her and, you know, in her totality. So this way you'll definitely, and you get an opportunity because you got like, let's talk about that. So now you get an opportunity to ask questions, post your questions, and hear her feedback. So before then, we're going to go to Superior Nutrients, and then we're going to roll out on Trippin. So, you know, stay blessed. Peace.
Peace.
Quality or importance. Nutrients, a substance that plants, animals, and people need to live and grow. Let's start with the chorus, shall we?
Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's real yummy. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. And life was psychedelic like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly.
good loving.
Yeah.
Feed me the music that keeps the party jumping.
Okay.
Keeps the speakers bumping, the eardrums thumping, the heartbeats pumping. More than a little something, something. Feed me that wisdom, give me some knowledge, politics. Shirley Chisholm, no divisions, no schisms, new living, new decisions, nothing but net. Swoosh, Scotty Pippen. See me a winning, I spit it, I win again and again with my pad and my pen. The mic is my friend with the verses I send. Bonafide champion, I don't have to pretend. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a 10. See me some humility, so when the ego goes crazy, I can fool the Dick Tracy. Knock it in the next week, or better yet last week, cause fucking out the side of your mouth makes you look weak. Speak when it's time to speak. Feed me that swag with a whole lot of class, a tablespoon full of jazz, some hip hop for you. A pinch of rock and roll, Johnny Cash, sipping on fine wine. I walk the line. Throw your hands in the air, don't be scared. Yo, remind me again, how does the chorus go? Oh.
Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets to my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's so yummy. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets to my tummy. And life is psychedelic like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly.
The truth, and I spit it to the youth to take their head out they noose. Brother gems like a golden goose, not that Kool-Aid juice. Oh yeah, cause I got the juice like Bruce to make my enemies yell truce. Feed me that power so I can devour every coward that steps in my way. Place the flower on his grave and take a nice hot shower while laughing in my tower. Ha 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 ha. Feed me that stamina, negative rapper ain't a fan of you.
Nope.
Sometimes I wanna scream it, man. Behead you like a samurai, but I count on you for shining my light like the flash off my camera. Feed me, Seymour, feed me. I'm hungry. Yo, I got the munchies.
Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets to my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's so yummy. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets to my tummy. And like some psychedelics like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets to my tummy. Love and respect, yeah, you know that's real yummy. Superior nutrients in my belly. Swallow my pride, it grows roots inside. Delicious and nutritious when it gets in my tummy. And like psychedelic like a Teletubby. Superior nutrients in my belly.
Bionic boom bap.
Everyone, please put your hands together for the sweet, sexy, poetic stylings of Dior as we make our way up to the stage.
Give me a moment while I trip off that trip off. I'm rocking and swaying and smacking my leg. Give me a moment as I float to the moon. Rocking and swaying as I ode to the. Give me a moment as I vibe to the. Rocking and swaying and close my eyes to the. Give me a moment while I trip off this. Rocking and swaying. I'm never stressed, I'm blessed. I stay luxurious. From dusk to dawn, I'm diva-esque at best. Wearing my Armani dress, pushing my leg. Parlaying with dignitaries, mayors, and presidents. I like the ones with big faces, cause they take me to all my favorite places. Now they say money talks and bullshit walks, so I fly everywhere I go. But not without having long conversations with Hamiltons and Franklin, though. Because in God I trust. No turbulence in my quest for success. I'm surrounded by the best. As I flex my prefixes, nouns, and verbs, behold the soft, sexy blends of my poetic flows that go to the soul, massaging the libido. Oh, you know, pleasure is pleasurable. Give me a moment while I trip off this, trip off, rocking and swaying and smacking my head. Give me a moment while I float to this, rocking and swaying as I owe to this. Give me a moment while I vibe off this, rocking and swaying. And can't close my eyes. Give me a moment while I trip off this, rocking and swaying. Feel the sting of this poetic queen as I break it down to people, places, and things. I grab the mic tight, light it up, have you rocking to my shit all night. My erotic isms hit you where the rhythm's in. With my laid back tempo and sexual overtones, have you wanting to light a bone? Moan, fall into the D zone, where you're prone to touch yourself right all night, discovering all the things you like. And as you moan in the zone, you're never alone. Rocking and swaying and smacking my hips. Give me a moment while I float to this. Rocking and swaying and I owe to this. Give me a moment as I vibe. Rocking and swaying and close my eyes. Give me a moment as I trip off this. Rocking and swaying.
DR, ladies and gentlemen.